You're wrong anyway.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Uncorked Gamers, episode 54. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Dan.
And welcome again. Now, I want to start off with something that's gonna happen, you know, it's happening for charity.
Okay.
Which is
we support charity here.
Yes, we do. They made an amiibo of Satoru Iwata. It's a fan-made. It's a fan-made amiibo. It's a Mii amiibo that someone made. Little Iwata picture. They made all this stuff, and they made
them
look
like
them.
Glasses on them.
Yeah, and they made them. It looks pretty good. It looks pretty good, and they're selling it for charity for what is that? That charity that brings video games to hospitals.
Okay.
Yeah, Kids Play.
Kids Play.
Yeah. And selling it on eBay, and right now it's at $1,800. I think a total of like 9 bids, something like that.
Wow! So, really? Only 9?
Yeah, it's like 9 bids, and it's already up like $1,800.
That's not bad.
And so 100% of the proceeds will go to Child's Play. If you got the money for it, then go for it.
You know what would be cool?
Yeah.
Is if Nintendo picked up on this, like, hey, you know what? This is cool. We're gonna sweeten the pot. We're gonna build a special microchip. Put it in this amiibo, so you can play as Iwata in games.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
I can see it happening, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the first time developers have heard about these fan-made things. They're like, you know what? I'm going to help you out with this.
Give them some cash money?
Give them cash money, like the Mega Man Capcom thing? Mega Man Street Fighter? Where Capcom's like, you know what? We don't have anything for Mega Man's 30th anniversary. Or is it 25th? One of those. And they're like, you guys should download this game. We approve of it.
That game was really awesome, by the way.
Did you beat it?
No.
Where'd you get stuck? Chun-Li?
It was
Chun-Li.
No, it wasn't Chun-Li. It was
Zangief?
Dalsim.
Dalsim.
Dalsim, yeah. Dalsim.
Dalsim.
Yeah, I need to replay that game, dude, because I mean, I want to beat it eventually.
But, nice.
Yeah.
Alright, so you know Humble Bundle, right?
Not personally. I've never met the guy.
Okay, but you've heard of Humble
Bundle. I've heard of Humble Bundle, yes.
Okay. Anyway, so you know, they do charity stuff, and it's a great way to get a bunch of awesome computer games kind of cheap. Right? Build a computer collection, get a bunch of actual collections of games.
That you'll never play, but yeah.
Yeah, you never play because you just spent like $12 and now you have like 40 games. But it's a great way to get to do giveaways for your Twitch channel. Just saying, putting that out there.
I mean, you can also go ahead.
But they do the Humble Bundle, which is their big one. They get like AAA games on there and stuff like that. And they do the Weekly Bundle, which, you know, sometimes it's phone games, sometimes it's like games from a specific like publisher, stuff like that. They have comic books or books that they sell. And then they have their Humble Store, right? Kind of like Steam, where you can buy games for Steam or just DRM-free, whatever. But they decided to do let's see if they have a name for it. A monthly subscription. You spend $12 a month, and they give you a certain amount of games that they've picked out. Like, these are games we want our
Chef's Choice.
Chef's Choice. For only $12 a month. Let's see if they put, I'm not sure if there's an exact amount of games.
Okay, well, $12 a month isn't a lot, and they're probably going to give you a lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't give you an exact time. 5% of the cost, so 5% of that $12 is dedicated to going to charity. You assume the rest of it is to help run Humble Bundle and the publishers, right? Well, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, I think if you were to sign up for that relatively soon, you would get Legend of Grimrock 2. Which is, I don't know if you ever played those old school, yeah, before November 6th. Yeah. It's like, those old school kind of like Dungeons and Dragons type of games where you like just, you create your party and you have a first person view of you walking through a corridor and you like fight a monster and you have to figure out a trap and you just keep walking down this corridor. We don't, that's pretty much what you see. It's that, but like in modern, awesome looking graphics.
Never played those games.
Well, they're pretty entertaining and fun.
I think I try to stay away from Dungeons and Dragons when I was in school.
It's a shame.
I thought it was too nerdy.
But they were video games too, though.
Yeah, but no.
You never played Dungeons and Dragons, the Mystar ones in the arcade?
No.
It's pretty good. Have you played it?
No D&D at all. No.
You've never played that game at all?
The first thing I've... No.
It's pretty good.
First D&D that I ever came in contact with was the one we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. The nerdiest of them all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. I gave in. You kept pressuring me.
A video game called Dungeons & Dragons.
The peer pressure.
That is just a video game? Too nerdy. But hey, wait, I can sit around with a pencil and some paper and make
and use my imagination.
Oh man, why didn't anybody think of this before? What's this video game thing?
I gave in to peer pressure. You kept bugging me for like a month straight, bro.
I kept bugging you?
No. Someone kept bugging me. There was bugging involved.
And you hate it. I know.
I do.
You keep coming up with excuses why you can't come.
Man, I got a huge family, bro. Quinceañeras all over the place. I got pictures to prove them.
Are the pictures of just you, like, passed out drunk?
One of them's me drunk. Not passed out, but kind of, like, just slumping.
It's on the verge.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. There's also a wedding. Oh, man, that wedding was... Oh, my God. That last wedding I went to, which was, like, was last week?
Yep.
Not... Yeah, what? Week before this last Sunday?
Something like that.
It was weird. It was so weird.
It wasn't yours.
No, it was just weird. It was, like, out of the norm. Like, very, very, very low-key, very bland, very...
You know, some people just want their wedding to be a symbol for their
love. Those people
for each
are
other.
Dumb. Where's the booze? Where's the party? Where's the dancing?
The wedding's not a spectator sport.
Where's that drunk guy that gets naked on the dance floor? Where is he?
God, I hope that never happens in my
life. He wasn't drinking. That's where I was. Not drinking.
And that's why I'm not having alcohol at my wedding. I don't need that image. To have purchased.
It takes a lot of alcohol. I mean, if you give me like 10 beers, I'll still be okay. But, you know, anything after 10.
Were you? Because I've seen you after like 10 beers.
Those beers were like 10 to 12% alcohol.
Yeah, how a good beer should be.
That's what I'm saying, though. If I'm drinking the good stuff, it'll take less than, you know, less for me to get buck naked on the dance floor. So Street Fighter has revealed a bunch of characters. There's already 3 of the 4 new characters that they said they were going to have already in the game. They were already announced. The newest female character, I forget her name. What is her name? Laura. If you guys haven't seen Laura, maybe you should, head over to PC and just look up Laura Street Fighter. You might like what you see. But, I didn't actually see any gameplay of her.
There isn't any. This is just images leaked from Famitsu Magazine.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The magazine, yeah.
So there's speculation. Some people are like, is this real?
It's real.
Is this, like, fake? I mean, it's Famitsu Magazine. Of course it's real.
Yeah.
They probably knew about this, like, 3 months ago, and they just messed up, put it out there before.
I don't even think they messed up. I think this is all just an act. This is all an act. Just a... Oh my god, it got leaked.
Yeah.
No, dude, it didn't get leaked.
What I find interesting about Laura, I mean, let's talk about Zangief.
Okay.
Zangief looks intimidating. I mean, he can block attacks just straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, he basically has a focus attack.
Yeah, he has a one hit block that will just automatically block one hit. And that's his trigger?
I'm not sure what that is.
His lariat is, can project him forward and suck enemies in now. Right?
There's all kinds of...
He has a little tornado thing.
Zangief looks like he's an actual viable character now.
I mean, he has been viable.
No, he hasn't, man. That guy sucks. Okay, Snake Eyes is a prodigy, man. I don't know what's up with that guy, dude. He has taken Zangief to a whole new level, dude. And I think that just proves that it's... Oh, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just amazing. It's amazing that this guy can go so far with Zangief. So far. And he's the only Zangief player that I know that has made it so far.
He's the only real competitor.
It's insane, man. What is up with this guy?
And he terrifies people.
Yeah, he does, dude. He
terrifies people.
He's really... And he plays on pad. He plays on a pad. And he's, like, insane with it.
Good there's a fair number of people that play on pad.
There's hardly any, dude. It's a low percentage. It's a low percentage.
I mean, there's people that play on the PS1 pad for running out of light, which is actually probably a really good D-pad.
It's still... It's a very low percentage compared to everybody that uses a stick. It's not as easy. It really isn't. It's a lot easier to at least for me, I guess. You know, I think for anybody, it's easier on a stick.
It depends on how you grew up, right? If you grew up, you couldn't afford to go to arcades. You had to play a lot at home.
Are you kidding me? It was a quarter to play a game.
Dude, I hardly got quarters when I was a kid.
For a dollar, you could play four games.
Yeah, but I never got, like, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have an allowance or anything like that. I was like, oh, can I have a quarter? Like, no, we're not going to stop.
Not even a quarter? They wouldn't give you a quarter?
Like, every once in a while sometimes, but not, like, as regularly as a lot of people. Man. I spent a lot of time in arcades watching people play games, and then maybe they left before their quarter was over, or they had an extra quarter they forgot about.
Oh, my God, you were that kid.
And I jumped on real quick.
You were that kid.
I had to be.
I remember those kids, dude. Just the ones that are just there, just watching you play, watching everybody play.
It's not that I was watching a person
play.
I was watching the game. I was like, oh man, this game's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you're watching the guy play. You're watching the person play.
Because I can't play.
Yeah. I've actually given, at least a couple times that I can remember, I've given my game to, like, one of those kids.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, I tell them straight up, hey, do you want to play this game? Like, I'm just like, and it's mostly because I was tired of it. You know what I mean? I started playing, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to play no more.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember those kids, so it's funny.
I never met anybody like that when I was a kid.
Like, would give you the game?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that did that. I wasn't the only one that did that.
Not for me.
And that never happened at the casino, down at the boardwalk. That never happened there.
The jump pad?
It was the launch pad.
Launch pad, yeah.
The launch pad in Capitola, the Capitola Mall. That's where I saw that happening. Like, I never saw anybody give a game to somebody in the casino. Mm-hmm. I think people, I don't know. They were just hugs.
In the launch pad, it never happened. I mean, granted, I didn't spend a lot of time in the mall. That's probably...
Oh, whenever I went to the mall, I'd just tell my mom, hey, I'm going to the launch pad. She's like, all right.
Well, yeah, that's what I did, too. Yeah. It was EB Games and launch pad. That's all you did at the mall as a kid.
EB Games. I remember them.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have Funko Land that close. We had to go to Salinas for Funko Land.
And then there was, oh, what was that other toy store?
It was EB Games, and the other one was stuck around for a while.
Yeah, it was there for a good while.
KB Toys?
KB Toys.
Yeah.
KB Toys.
I actually preferred KB Toys for toys. I felt like KB Toys was a better toy store.
They had the more generic stuff.
I feel like...
They had a lot of brand names.
They had a brand name. They were a bigger toy store, whereas EB Games had... Well, had
but
games.
Toys R Us is the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up, because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, actually, I don't think...
Time for the new segment of the show. Sing that song. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
We have to cut it off there.
There's a million toys of Toys R Us that I can play with.
I guess the podcast doesn't matter.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up. Because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. End segment.
Let us know if you like that one.
It's a classic, man. Yeah. How come they don't do that anymore? Sing that jingle again.
It's a good
jingle, dude.
And Jeffrey the Giraffe and all that stuff. All that good stuff.
He's still on. He's still there. He's cartoony now, though.
Yeah. They used to have outfits.
They used to have a real giraffe, didn't they, at one point?
Oh, yeah. Like in the commercial? Yeah. Yeah, they used to have a real giraffe at one point.
But I guess that was cruel or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's always cruel.
Probably. So anyway, Zangief, he can smack you into the air, and then he can jump up and ground pound you. So, I mean, he's got...
a little pound driver thing.
Yeah, he's got some combos and stuff like that. A lot more effectively than previous versions of him.
Very viable now. Oh, man. Snake Eyes is going to have a field day.
You're terrified now, aren't you? No, Snake Eyes is going to pick him up. He's going to put him down. And he's like, I'm done, guys. I'm done. He's like, what happened? Snake Eyes, what happened? It's just not Zangief anymore.
There's What is his name? Latif said, Richard Latif, you know, one Evo, a long time ago.
Did you know that before I met you?
You saw this Evo. You saw this Evo.
I've seen like one Evo.
With Viper, the Viper player, the one Evo. You do not, no, you haven't seen one Evo. You see more than one Evo. Anyway, I know you know who that is. He's from, Arabian Emirates or whatever.
No, it does not ring a bell.
No?
No.
Anyway, this guy said,
most of the Evos I've seen, I've only made it for like a top like four or something like that.
Well, this guy said if Viper is not in the game, that he's just not going to play the game. And I can see a lot of players being... Not really, actually, no.
Yeah.
I don't think too many players would be so committed to one character. Especially a character that's not even a Street Fighter character. That's not even a Street Fighter character.
No, I mean...
And this guy's so committed to that character that he will not play Street Fighter V if that character's not in Street Fighter V. And I don't see that character being in Street Fighter V.
I don't either, really. I mean, it seems like a guest character.
A
small initial list, right, of characters that they're revealing?
So far, yeah. I don't think they've ever announced how many total they're going to have.
Well, I heard that they said somebody... I was reading somewhere that was like, there's like five old characters and five new characters.
I heard only four new characters are coming up.
Okay, well, anyway, those are small numbers, though. In comparison to, like, Street Fighter Alpha 3 or something like that, it has, like, 30 characters. Or Street Fighter, even Third Strike had, like, what, 18, 20, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Not too many.
Not too many, but, I mean, like, this is, like, 9 right now? That they said, like, was it, like, 4 or 5 old ones and, like, 4 new ones? It's not that many.
So far.
But, I mean...
The list is going to grow.
I guess that's a confirmed list.
I mean, a lot of people are asking for the Third Strike characters back.
Axel, I heard some people want some Axel in there.
People want Urien, man.
Was he the,
He was the guy in the underwear.
Oh,
the sexy
okay.
guy, dude.
Yeah. The boss one?
Nah, he's the one that throw that shield.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He's like the
and
bronze Adonis.
That little one-handed imp-looking dude.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with that guy, though.
Or he had the really slow like projectiles to set you up. Yeah.
And he had the super with the floating rocks and all kinds of objects that you could just...
He was like the weird hermit.
Yeah, he used to like telepathic powers and just throw stuff at you. I don't know. I remember that guy.
I think my brother tried to figure him out for a while. And he did not.
He just didn't.
Yeah. But think about Laura so far. I mean, we've only seen screenshots, but A, she's Brazilian, so direct title.
Yeah, there was the whole stage is, you can see the stage that she was playing in was basically set in Brazil.
Yeah, she's got the colors of Brazil on her outfit and stuff like that. And her powers seem to induce lightning effects, so there's some real direct correlations to Blanca here. Obviously, Blanca uses a capoeira. Is that what you say? Mm. Fighting style?
He doesn't.
That's what people relate it to for some reason.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's not even close. I don't think it's even close. It's not there.
I think it's because
the
he
movements
flips.
Aren't there.
I think it's because he does flips. And there's a lot of flips in that fighting style.
But it's... Anyway,
I don't remember it saying that that's what it is officially anywhere. And as far as Capcom is concerned, but that's what I've heard people call it. Laura seems, people saying it looks like she uses a lot more of a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fighting style. It's a lot more grapply.
She's more human. She's more human movements.
She is human as far as I can tell.
Yeah, except for the whole lightning thing. Yeah.
Do you think there is a certain reason why she has lightning?
She's Blanca's mom. Billy's mom.
You think she's Billy's
Billy!
Mom? You think that's what it's going to be?
I think she's going to be related to Billy in some way.
She'd be pretty young at this point. This is the game that actually continues the storyline, right?
It might be...
I feel like it's going to be something
related to Billy.
Yeah, I feel like she's like his sister.
It just seems too close, you know what I mean? Like, the whole where she's from, the type of powers.
So therefore, technically... The transformation that Billy went into to become Blanka did not give him his lightning powers then.
Nah, he had them. He was born with it.
He's born with it.
I don't know if that's canon, but...
Yeah. Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah. What the hell was that? So we no official...
really, did we just... We just do a mascara commercial?
I think we did. So no official video of lore yet, so stay tuned for that. I'm sure Capcom's gonna, that's gonna be their next announcement, because it's already leaked.
Yeah, it's already announced or whatever.
Yeah. This will be actually, this is kind of interesting. So there's this, Best Buy Theater in Times Square in New York, right?
Okay.
It's gonna get renamed to the PlayStation Theater.
Sony Bottom.
Sony.
Oh, is it one theater or is it a chain? Is it a chain?
It's a concert theater.
Oh, okay, so it's a single theater.
Yeah, it's a single theater. Like a bunch of people come play and stuff like that, and, like famous people.
An event center, whatever.
Yeah, an event center. But PlayStation Theater right there in the middle of Times Square.
Nice.
Talk about branding yourself, right? Like putting your name out there so everybody sees it.
Yeah, like the stupid names they put on everything nowadays, man. Companies are buying the Staples Center? Come on, dude. Staples Center? Come on. I don't want the center named after a store named Staples. What is that? Oco Coliseum?
Really? There's Oco Coliseum?
Yeah, it's Oco Coliseum, dude.
I mean, Staples Center, that's all I remember it being called. I'm really not into that sports or anything like that, so what that
Shark Tank, man.
Is that what... Is Staples Center a Shark Tank?
Yeah.
I thought it was a football stadium. Oh, man.
No, it was...
Not into sports at all.
It was the HP Pavilion at one point.
Wait. Really?
Yes! HP Pavilion became the Staples Center.
I thought it was a completely different building than the Staples Center. Okay.
And then, there was a Shark Tank for a long time.
Yeah.
And
I thought that was just a colloquial name. I thought it was always called HP Pavilion.
No, HP bought it, dude. They had it for a while.
I thought we just called it Shark Tank because that's where the sharks play.
No, well... I'm not sure on that one. But, yeah. Yeah, man. I'm gonna go see Selena Gomez.
Are you taking your kids, or are you just gonna be a
creepy... if they wanna go, it's cool.
Creepy old dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that guy, dude, just yelling out, I love you, Selena!
I saw your pictures that got leaked!
Selena! I'm the guy that's moving your bushes! No, I'm not the guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not that creepy.
No. Let's hope not.
Not yet.
But that all might change with the power of the PlayStation VR.
But I am going to Selena Gomez concert. She just announced her dates, too. Like 2 days ago, or maybe like a day ago. So cool, man.
You're super excited.
Yeah, she's going to San Francisco. She's going to Fresno. She's coming to San Jose. So I just might watch like 2 shows.
I didn't know you were such a big Selena Gomez fan.
I mean, she's alright, whatever, dude.
I mean, music, I don't really listen to that, but...
You know what, when you listen to it, like, all day, because you got kids that listen to it all day, you tend to it starts growing on you.
Right.
And then you're just like... Stockholm Syndrome. A song comes on, I'm like, oh, I know this song, I'm gonna sing to this song, dude.
Yeah, you know what that, you know what that's called, right?
What's that called?
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a different thing, dude. That's a completely different thing. That's
pretty much what's happening to you.
No, I'm pretty sure I wasn't kidnapped.
You are trapped by your children's desire to listen to this music. It is your prisoner. And so you're starting to learn to love your prison.
Oh my god. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you. It's just this basic survival techniques.
Become friend of the enemy?
Yeah, become friend of the enemy.
But then you never fight the enemy.
Right. You don't. That's why it's a syndrome. It's not something you want to have.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm probably going to the one in Fresno, because the one in San Jose is on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Or Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday.
Can't do that.
Yeah, so I'm going to Fresno for the Saturday show.
That's...
Tickets go on sale on the 17th at 7 a.m. Pacific.
So how much are they?
I don't care.
Okay,
no, I don't care. I'm buying it.
Buying it.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
It's happening. this is pretty big news. You know the Havoc engine? You've seen it, like, if you turn on your game, you see the Havoc symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like orange and blue, and like Buzzsaw and stuff like that. Microsoft bought Havoc from
Intel. Microsoft's buying everything nowadays, man. What's up with those guys?
So, I mean, Havoc is very important. It's as far as I know, it's like the only physics-based engine that's even out there that runs the physics for games and stuff like that. They've released a statement saying, like, don't worry. You know, all your PlayStation and computer games will still be able to run off of Havoc. We're not stopping people from using it. What do you think about that, though?
I think they're spending a lot of money on trying to just have command of the market, man.
It's interesting. I find it interesting because, I mean, it's no secret that the heads of Microsoft are like, can we get rid of this Xbox thing now? Like, I'm kind of done playing with this toy, right? And then for them to be like, all right, let's buy this gaming stuff. Let's buy Mojang. Let's buy Havoc. Like, why? If they don't care about the games, if they want to kind of get rid of the Xbox, you know, as has been like stated before, or at least the vibe has been there.
I mean, they've officially announced that the integration between Xbox and computers is going to happen this holiday season.
Yeah, I mean it is. Be able to play your Xbox One games on your PC through your Xbox One.
So?
I don't see what Havoc Engine has to do with that. I mean, I don't understand, like, sure, a lot. It's a weird purchase to me.
How many games? There's a lot of games that use Havoc.
I mean, almost every game uses Havoc. But, I mean, like, how much money could that bring in, I guess? I mean, for Intel to sell it, and there's a bunch of games that use it, they must have sold it for a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, if it's the only real option in the market for what it does, then it makes sense, right?
Yeah, but
to have the monopoly on something like this.
But at the same vein, why would Intel sell it?
Intel makes a lot of money. They don't really need the money.
Maybe, but I mean, like, it's their safety net. Everybody's using Havoc, so whatever.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's a pretty good question. It's just weird. Like, I mean, I understand it on the Microsoft level, because it's another way to get their name, their brand name out there, like Microsoft's Havoc Engine or whatever, but I don't know. I'm not seeing the big picture of it yet. I'm not seeing the big picture. Having the safety net, but I don't know why Intel would sell it. Unless they have something in the back burner, I guess. Maybe they're like, all right, we got rid of Havoc, now let's release.
I wonder if Intel's maybe producing a new engine.
Yeah.
Some, you know, like a, you know, like a, you know, 2.0 version of it or something. Then maybe it's just like, okay, well, we keep it. I don't care. Yeah. We're making a better one anyway.
I mean, Microsoft would probably be pretty mad at that point, but that's the only thing I can think of that makes sense to me. Like, I don't think Intel's hurting for money right now.
There's no way Intel's hurting for money, dude. There's no way.
I mean, I know they got some bad.
They have the lion's share when it comes to, you know, the whole processor market, dude.
I mean, they have gotten some bad press on the whole processor market recently because AMD.
The new chips, the new stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. It's super expensive, like a lot more expensive than it should be, based on, you know, what it does compared to the past generation.
And just
it doesn't do that much more, and then it, you know, but it's a lot more expensive.
And it's just the way that computers run now has changed, because the big difference between Intel and AMD has always been. If you want to, like, run one thing, you go Intel. If you want to run, like, 8 different Windows, you go AMD, because AMD's better at multiprocessing, and Intel's better, like, just getting things done really quick. But, like, single-task things. And now computers, like, by nature, are becoming multitasking systems. So AMD's becoming better than Intel right now, because the computers are like, do these 5 different things right now, please.
I don't know, man. What about the whole core system? You know, like all the multiple cores of CPUs and stuff, man. I mean, that's what it's for, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something AMD's always done is multiprocessing. That's just, their chipsets are built for that. And Intel's chips are developed for, like, run this one task, cool, get it done. Where's the next one? Cool, get it done. I mean, that's kind of what they're known for. That's what differentiates the two companies.
Would you say they're the better gaming processor then?
Intel. They have been because of that, but because of the way computers are running now, where they're kind of opening up to, like, okay, we can have it run more than just one process at a time. It's kind of changing the pace of the market. Why AMD recently has been, like, on a higher pedestal than Intel right now because of that. So, I'm not saying that Intel won't catch up.
How computer savvy are you?
Like, apprentice, maybe?
Apprentice? Okay. So I was wondering, maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, I don't know. Why not put two processors into one computer? How does that not help? Because I know that video game systems were doing that at one point. Mm-hmm. They were claiming, whatever, a 16-bit system, but they were using two 8-bit chips.
Well, I understand how it works on the gaming systems, because the gaming systems would kind of divide what it was doing into two different, like, CPUs. So, like, the CPU is only doing graphics, and the CPU is doing the rest of the stuff that needs to run the system. So they were dedicated, whereas the computer CPUs aren't dedicated. And maybe that might be the reason why. I'm not sure. I can't really answer that question, but it might be a thing of, like, with the computer, you can't say this is dedicated because it has to be able to run your computer and whatever you want to put on your computer.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Either way, my computer sucks. So.
Yeah, mine's starting to, like, die out. I'll have to start looking.
Are you getting blue screens again?
Not even blue screens, just like,
It's just not starting?
No. That was a while ago, but, like, you ever had the thing where, like, the screen just kind of, like, all, like, blends together and just freezes?
Blends together and freezes? No.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that lately. So I think my...
Weird.
I think my video card is starting to die. That or the RAM.
I have another one for you if you don't want the one you have.
I want it.
It's probably not as good as that one, though.
Yeah, this is a good one. It's a good one.
Mine's a GeForce, like, 100.
Wow.
No, it's not really that. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely not a 400 series. It was my first one, man. Yeah. And I had it forever.
No, yeah. I understand.
And it switched from, you know, one computer to another computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, it got passed down, dude. Because every computer that I've bought doesn't come with a video card.
Oh.
Because every computer that I've bought is fairly cheap.
Got it.
Yeah. And so I need to just kind of, you know, a little hand-me-down with the video cards.
All right, Star Wars Battlefront, the size of the beta is going to be 7 gigabytes on PS4 and Xbox One, 11 gigabytes on PC, but you can download it early on PC. You can download it
one day before.
October 7th at 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So nice and ready for when it comes out.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be like 6 different multiplayer modes.
Nice. So
that's pretty cool, yeah. I don't know anything about it, really. I have fresh eyes on that game.
There's people that have already been playing the beta.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm talking about like... you know, like people from the big magazines and stuff like
that.
Right. Yeah. They've already had access to it, and one review that I read said that they're not sure about the depth of the game.
Right.
There just doesn't seem to be too much to it. So,
I can see that.
He wasn't convinced it was going to be such a great game.
But the thing, my argument with that though is like, what's the depth to Rainbow Six or Call of Duty? Like, it's just four or five different modes of PvP, and that's pretty much all people do it.
Is there no story mode whatsoever in it? In Rainbow Six?
No, there's no story mode. That is
it's just multiplayer. That's all it is.
Multiplayer, and yeah, I think there's some couch co-op, the terrorist hunting or whatever, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, maybe they were expecting more because it was Star Wars. You know what I mean? There's a higher expectation when it comes to a franchise that's been there for so long.
You put a license on it.
Yeah, and I mean, now Disney owns it. It sucks.
Disney's actually doing something with it. Otherwise,
that's cool. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Sitting in the closet.
Excuse me.
Making you feel like an old man. Now you can be like, hey, kids, Star Wars. And like, oh, I love Star Wars. Let me tell you a story. How I was there first. I'm cool again.
Oh, Grandpa. I don't know, man. It's just, I think people just have high expectations of the game. They want more. They want a lot from it.
Yeah, I mean, I think people don't understand this game has always been marketed as Star Wars Call of Duty. There's been no other thing marketing in that game that has led me to believe that it wasn't going to be Star Wars Call of Duty. But it was going to be gorgeous. Special effects just like the movies Star Wars.
Able to control so many different things too, dude.
Yeah.
So many different things. The walkers, I want to control a walker. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in the cockpit of a walker, man. Just shooting things, mowing things down.
Yeah.
Until they wrap your legs and knock you.
Or she uses a rocket launcher. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's so cool.
It is cool. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to playing the beta. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it.
I gotta remember to pre-download that tomorrow.
Pre-download confirmed on consoles. Just confirmed on PC.
Oh, it's just on PC?
Yeah, pre-download. As far as I know, it might be on consoles.
Oh, I thought it was consoles.
No, that was a PC confirmation.
Oh, that's lame. Whatever.
I mean, I'm going to go on the PlayStation Store on my phone and tell it to download, yeah. It's not going to be that big of an issue. Alright.
It's going to be a huge file.
It's 7 gigs. I just told you how big it was going to be.
No, that's not right.
That's what they've announced.
Wait, oh, the PC one is a bigger one, though.
Yeah, the PC
one's... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. So Microsoft, actually, I think today, had, like, a conference of Microsoft stuff. Like, here's all this Microsoft stuff, and here's our phones, and all this other plans, stuff like that. And they did, for a second, touch on the HoloLens, and they showed a game. Now, they've already stated, like, this is not going to be a game-specific thing. But, like, you know, here's the game. And they have a wearable hologram, basically what they call it. It's like there's something you hold in your hand, and, like, it works with the HoloLens to create, like, you know, in this case, like, some future gun that you can kind of change the way that, what gun you're using and stuff like that, which is, like,
picking up things coming out from a hole and smashing them up against a wall.
And the thing to notice about this, though, is it did not have to be hooked up to the HoloLens. There's no cords running from this to the HoloLens. And, of course, the HoloLens does not have to run off an Xbox or anything like that. These are perfectly standalone systems. Which is kind of cool, though. It's not the first time I've seen this technology. I've seen this in the Nintendo 3DS. I've seen this in the PS Vita. Where you just have a camera. Here's my room. Oh, cool. There's, like, things coming at me through the lens of my video game system.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's going to be a little different. It's going to be because different. Of the VR situation.
Yeah, I mean, like, in this one, like, you know, in the stage demo they show, which I'm still really dubious about this stage
demo. The guy dodging?
Yeah, they show the guy dodging out of the way. And, like, the bullets.
It was so
like
slow, man. Yeah. You see that? Those bullets fly at you like, you know, like a foot every, like, 5 seconds.
But I mean, it looked cool and stuff like that. Reports, you know, they're saying that, like, the HoloLens is going to be able to detect furniture in your room, whatever, wherever you are. And, like, feed that into the AI of the program and be like, hey, like, there's a chair here. Like, hide behind the chair. And then when he has his back turned, you can, like, come at him. Something like that.
Is this like Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go. Everybody wants it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be weird. Oh, it's kind of cool.
What are you doing in my bathroom, man? Game told me to come here. Well, I heard there was a Pokemon in here.
I heard there was where I could find a Clefairy.
Looking for a Squirtle.
I want a little Jigglypuff.
Huh?
Puff Puff. You play the Asian games. You know what that means.
Yeah.
I know what that means.
I know what that means, too.
It took me a while to figure out what Puff Puff means, but I know exactly what a Puff Puff is.
Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff.
Do you know exactly what a Puff Puff is?
No.
All right. I'll tell you. I'm gonna open the curtain.
What a Puff. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A puff puff is...
Rise, Jisoo. I totally messed that up. I completely messed that up. Okay. And now I'm not going to continue with it.
Nobody would have noticed. A Puff Puff was a service that you could get. I don't know at what point in time or if it's even still a thing or not. But I'm sure you've seen it all in, like, Japanese anime, specifically anime stuff like that. There's kind of a bit of a fetish of, like, having your face pushed into a girl's boobs. Right? You see
this
that
is
a
like
lot.
Like every anime, bro.
Yeah, that's essentially what a Puff Puff is.
The Valley of the Gods!
So a Puff Puff is the ability to kind of like...
And then you get a nosebleed, right, after that?
Yeah, basically yeah. Motorboat. That's basically what a Puff Puff is.
Oh, man, remember Comb from Bleach? The little stuffed bear with Ichigo's
soul copy thing, whatever. Yeah.
He was always looking for a Puff Puff.
Yeah.
And then he met what is her name? Riku? Not Riku. The Shinigami dude with the biggest Puff Puffs.
Oh yeah, her name. I don't remember.
I forget her name. But anyway, yeah, he was always he liked those the best.
Yeah, but now you know, every time you play Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy, they're like, somebody's like, oh, you want a Puff Puff? And you're like, yeah, I'll get a Puff Puff. And like, the screen goes black. Now you know what's happening. Now you know exactly what's happening.
There was a three-page report of the canceled Final Fantasy
13.
Was it 13-2?
13 variant
or 12
versus,
was it 12? I don't know what it was. I can't remember what number it was. But yeah, like, you know, it was, you know, Project Light got canceled and you know, they were showing like everything that it was supposed to be. They were showing all kinds of pictures and just story-wise what it was, and it looked really cool. It looked really cool. I'm surprised it got axed, but c'est la vie, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for the day where they stop putting all this futuristic sci-fi stuff into my Final Fantasy right now. I kind of want them to pull a 9 back out of the hat. Even the 12 was kind of like, it's, yeah, you know, Final Fantasy is always gonna have technology, right? It's always gonna have
the first one was the, I mean that first one, dude, it was nothing but, it was just all Dungeons and Dragons, man. That's all it was.
I mean that's what they all were back then.
I mean, it started getting into technology when the airships, I think, were the first.
Two had technology stuff. Two had like a little.
Was it two that had the airships? What did two have?
Two had. I remember there was a part in this where you had to go to the snow area, right? And you had the bald guy with like the brawler,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And there was you had to cut through the snow, so there was a snowplow basically. It was like
oh,
a snowplow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's one thing that pops in my head clearly. The two had.
Yeah, I can't. Man, I mean, there was a hell of a lot of technology in 6.
Yeah,
I mean, six had the mechs and stuff, and just had the
airships.
Yeah,
the walkers and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, airships were in 5 and 4. I think they were even in 3. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, I think 3 had some.
6 was definitely very heavy on technology, and which 7 led into even 7, more yeah. So. Yeah, and then 8 had the
8 was like the floating schools. Like,
yeah, like it was
ships.
And Balam was, I think, was the homeschool.
You
right?
Go to space and you go to like a moon space station.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
the 9 definitely,
9 went back to its basics.
9 brought it back, yeah. Yeah, dude. You know what? I need to play that one again.
Hey.
I didn't give it a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was very charming. It was a very charming game. Very character focused.
10 was definitely, yeah, started back up on the, had the whole soccer, underwater soccer field thing.
I mean, it was.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, because it was like technology had like we'd come into a dark age at that point.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because it was only in his time. It was only in
his time that it was like super crazy cities, and it was like you could see the remains of the cities in the rest of the game, but it wasn't like crazy super technology. I mean, there's still some stuff. I mean, there's still boats and stuff like that. They were like pretty well technological.
11
was.
Online?
Yeah, 11 was online. 12 wasn't very technological.
12 had none?
And I feel like there was some, like,
I don't remember anything.
I feel like it was more steampunk.
It was more runey, like a bunch of runes.
Yeah, I feel like if there was any technology, it was definitely, as far as I could tell. I mean, they had guns and stuff like that, so I feel it was more like steampunk, more of a steampunk feel to it.
I see. Yeah.
As far as technology is concerned, but there wasn't much that I can recall, really.
I don't even think you had an airship in that. No. There was the judges. The judges had the ship. Yeah, there were all judges. The ships, and the judges were. Judges were really cool. I really like that part about that game.
Yeah.
Judges were just awesome, dude. There was good ones in between the bad ones and stuff, and they're just like, hey, man, I'll help you out, bro.
And they were like super crazy, too.
Yeah. And the ships were named after the Guardian Forces.
Yeah, the GFs.
And then 13. And 13. 13 came back to, yeah, there was a lot of technology.
And then 13.
13 to 2.
3.
Anywho.
There you go, a technological history of Final Fantasy. That's done by the Core Gamers crew. You want to pay money? You want to play? I know what you're missing from Destiny. The ability to give them more money.
So I can build up my weapon even faster?
No.
So I can dance better?
So you can dance better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they really not announce like an upgradable microtransaction?
They did not. They said only for emotes.
It's only for emotes.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
That's so stupid.
It's not them.
Isn't it?
Think about it.
How mad were people? I'm not paying a dollar just to have a different dance move.
How mad were people, though, when they didn't get those emotes by not buying the Destiny deck Taken King special?
They were mad, okay? They were like, okay, Destiny just gave us a big F you. Right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, now here's an even bigger F you. Here, give us some money. We'll give you the emotes. The ones these guys got for free? Yeah, just pay us.
Yeah.
No.
But I think this is actually going to go better than you expected.
They will make money off it.
Yeah.
They will make money off it.
Because I remember...
There's so many people.
When people are all mad about this, people will be like, oh, I mean, like, would you just pay for the emotes? People are like, yeah, I would pay for the emotes. I was like, really? Like, people want the emotes that bad? But apparently, yeah. Apparently they do.
For a stupid dance, dude.
Or like a point or something? I don't know.
The dance, like, loops, what, every
10 seconds?
10 seconds? Yeah.
But pretty seamlessly, though, I'll give them that.
It is, but there's not too much depth to the dance. It's very simple, very...
Yeah, but how bad would you feel when you're the only person at the end of the day?
I really don't care.
Without a brand new dance move?
I don't care about that.
Would you buy a dance move for Oryx?
No.
So you can show off your new moves?
I'm not going to pay them any money for dance moves. It's the stupidest thing, dude.
Alright. And now it's time for the Destiny update. I got to do the raid.
Microtransactions!
From beginning to end, I got to do the raid.
I didn't.
The King's Fall raid. And,
the people I were with sucked.
The people where I was...
They were getting mad, man!
I believe it. I went through it, and everybody, as far as I know, everybody in my fire team had not done it except for one person, who was our guide, basically. No, two people.
Wait, the guide was someone who hadn't done it?
No, it was somebody who had done it.
Oh, the only guy that had done it.
Actually, I think there were two people that had done it, but I think one of them dropped out, like, halfway through or something like that.
Kicked out or actually dropped out?
I think he was just, like, tired, going to bed kind of thing. I liked it. I've had fun. It's a heavy, heavy emphasis on teamwork. Probably more than any other raid. Because, like, literally, if you have to do things with the right timing, basically. If you mess up, like, it'll kick you back a bit, and you have to do it, start over. The bosses, and, like, everything is teamwork. Everything, like, collects you together with your team to do this raid. Like, and you're fighting the bosses and stuff like that. When you damage the boss, your team is together in the group shooting at the boss. Which is pretty interesting. I like that function of it. People saying this is the best raid ever. I feel it's better than Crota and definitely better than Prison of Elder stuff. As far as like just gameplay.
Prison of Elder wasn't a raid though.
It wasn't a raid, but it was that DLC's raid, basically.
But the funny thing is it wasn't complicated. It wasn't something you need to figure out.
No.
There was nothing like that. It was just straight up just shoot things.
Well, the bosses you kinda have to figure out. Like Quadron? Remember Quadron, how long it took us to figure that out? We had to kill a specific guy to get the thing to stay alive so he could break you out of the prisons. There was some stuff. It was light, but it was still there. But yeah, I killed, did the raid. The raid, the finale of the raid is pretty satisfying. You know, most raids just kind of just end and stuff like that. Like, this one's pretty satisfying. I'm not gonna say any more than that.
Okay.
It's pretty satisfying, you know. The way they set it up. The loot in the raid is horrible. Just downright horrible.
Hey, it put me up to 289.
Now, I'm not saying the levels and stuff like that. I'm saying, like, I went through the whole raid.
Oh.
Through, like, four or five bosses. And got, like, got a ghost shell. I got a class item and a gun. That's all I got.
Was it a good gun?
It was a hand cannon. I don't know how I feel about it yet. But that's all I got. I didn't get any armor pieces.
Yeah, I went through two major steps.
Yeah, you basically started at the middle of the raid.
Yeah, I went through the ogre, the guy with the thing on his back, the little gold thing on his back. That mm-hmm. And I got I didn't get much from that guy.
You didn't get the ghost or the class item?
No.
Okay.
And then the next one was the sisters.
Right.
I did not get. I got a weapon from that one.
Oh, nice.
But
nice.
I didn't like it. Yeah. I did not like it.
I like the cocoon perk that the weapons have. If when you stow your weapon away, after like 5 or 10 seconds, it'll
chance, right?
No, it always does.
It's automatic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's definitely cool. I remember reading that, but I need to upgrade that feature. And then I tried to do Oryx, and just couldn't do it.
Here's the thing that puzzles me about the raid, right? The steps to doing the raid, like the fighting the bosses, they're not hard. They're actually really simple steps, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, people just have the hardest time pulling these things off. But these steps by themselves are not really hard at all. Not like, like Vault of Glass or something like that, like, where you had to go in and get the shield and, like, everybody's going blind and you have to shoot the Oracle while defending the gate and all that stuff. There's a lot more steps involved in that, like, aspect of it. And this one's just kind of like, shoot this thing, cool, now stand here and shoot there. That's basically what it is, you know? But, like, but the thing is that teamwork, timing, that makes it hard. Because everybody has to be on the same page. That, you know, if somebody's like, no, I have a better idea, and I'm going to go do my better idea, it'll ruin it.
And then there's people yelling at you. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, so I'm standing on my platform, right? I'm standing on my platform. People are like, Black, what are you doing? Get on your platform. I am on my platform.
No, I saw
Black,
that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Get on. I was like, I'm on. Look, I'm jumping. Look. And they're like, stop jumping. Like, get on your platform. I was like, what the hell are you people talking about?
From my screen, you were on your platform. There's lag issues in the new raid. If somebody has a slightly bad connection, it can cause lag issues in the new raid.
I was so angry at people, man, for telling me to do something I was already doing.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, people just have these weird ideas and stuff like that. People are like, the last part, you jump on the pillar, the ogres come out, and you shoot the ogres to create the bombs. I was like, yeah, just forget about the last one. Like, then the ogre comes out, like, at the very end, and then you have this ogre problem you have to deal with while you're dealing with the knight. Be like, oh, don't worry about the knight. Like, what do you mean, don't worry about the knight? You have to kill the knight. Like, why is everybody not worrying? Like, you have, like, a good 10-15 seconds if the person is fast enough to kill the knight and still get everybody lined up and ready to shoot Oryx.
I think that's another issue that I had, too, is that my level was so low. I probably should have been the one grabbing the shield.
Yeah. You probably should have been.
Because it made no sense. I was the lowest light level on there. It made no sense for me to try to damage things. Because I wasn't doing that much damage. I was below the recommended light level.
Even after?
I was 289 after everything that I got. I was 289.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm still below the recommended light level for that.
I think I was like 2.
And, you know, and I thought that. And I thought about that in retrospect because, I don't know, I like shooting things, you know what I mean? Like, it's more fun actually shooting things than just, you know, grabbing stuff like shields.
I didn't mind. I was doing it for a while, being the one to grab the thing. And then they decided to switch me out for,
For a better person, yeah.
For somebody else. I'm not sure why they decided to switch me out, per se, because I was a lower light level. I was the lowest light level there, and I was doing the job consistently and effectively. Even so that I got complimented about how well I was doing it, but they decided to switch me out for some reason.
Yeah, Miss Strongbomb got complimented a lot.
Yeah. That's good.
There was a point where Monkey was like, every time, like, you know, Miss Rombom got it, he was like cheering. Because Miss Rombom got it.
Yeah.
And then, I think she got it like 2 times in a row. And then the, like, you know, the next time she didn't get it, and I was like, well, let's just reset until Miss Rombom gets it again. And I think Monkey really liked the idea, and I think we would have done it.
That's the thing that, yeah, because I remember watching that, and I was like, some of these people have done the raid, like, because they're talking, like, they know what they're doing, but, like, they would get taken, and they were like, what do I do?
And that kid, though.
Oh, did Grizzly come on?
Oh, my God, that kid. Hey, I'm just going to grab the chest. Why is everybody taking so long? What, are we doing this or what? Are we doing this? Like, shut up, kid. That's the kid Monkey was yelling at. Yeah. The one he told me not to chill on him. He's like, dude, Black, chill. He's just a kid. Why aren't you listening, Grizzly? Why aren't you listening? I was like, Monkey, dude, you're the one who told me to chill on this kid, man. Now you're like chewing this guy out, man. How's wrong with you?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny, dude. We had a good time with that one.
When I was doing the raid, I was doing the Monkey and Eternal. And, shout out to you guys. And there was a point where they both kind of heated each other. It was during the War Priest. Yeah, it was during the War Priest. And you know, you have to hide behind the glyphs. Well, the first time I was doing that raid, he summons the Oculus. And if you're not behind the glyph, you die. Everybody, well, you guys did it without
problems. Oh.
Yeah. Cause at that point, Monkey knew that that's what was happening. Before that, though, Monkey thought you just hid behind the rock. And you survived, and that was working for him. So as far as he was concerned, that's how it worked.
Interesting.
We're all dying and stuff like that. It's like, why are you guys dying? Like, hide behind the rock. And Eternal's like, you have to hide behind the glyph! And they got a little heated about it. And like, Monkey's like, alright, fine. I guess like, every time I hid behind a rock, I was just lucky enough that I had a glyph in front of it. Which I assume that's probably what happened, right? But they got a little spat, right? And they kind of yelled at each other for a bit. And they kind of got back into the game. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry I yelled at you, man. I'm sorry. It's like, no. I mean, it's my fault. I shouldn't have yelled back. And I was like, oh,
classic TGIF moment right there.
Yeah, it was.
I wonder if people even know what TGIF is anymore.
They must. At least the acronym.
Show. Well, yeah, they know the acronym, but they don't know what it was.
The restaurant.
No! Damn it. Stop it.
And the television block moment that had Family Matters.
And dinosaurs.
It did have dinosaurs.
Remember dinosaurs?
I actually made Miss Strom watch dinosaurs the entire way through.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything. Every episode.
Every episode. All the way to the depressing finale.
Yay!
Yeah. It's good times.
Did Miss Strong Mom like it?
Yeah, she liked it. Of course, good. Dude. Jim Henson had a hand in it.
Good. Not the mama. I think there was like one episode where he called him daddy or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was nice. He felt so good.
Yeah, like he took it back or something like that.
Yeah. And then when he grew that horn, he became like the king of all dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. Show. It was a good show. I miss it.
So yeah, the raid I think is pretty good. I think as far as story is concerned, I think Vault of Glass, I think so, has a much better story than the Oryx's raid.
Atheon? You like Atheon?
I think the whole story, like the whole time stream and Kabar and all that stuff. I mean, I guess Oryx has the...
Or it's just a ruthless, like...
Dictator.
Yeah.
And there is no history for it. We're the first ones to go through there and like take him out or whatever. So that has that going against it, I guess, but, I mean, like, they introduced all these characters and stuff like that, like, the War Priest and Kolgoroth, and, like, I don't know who these people are. Like, they have no significance to me.
Grimoire, man. It's gotta be in the Grimoire somewhere, right?
Yeah, it is. I just feel like the Vault of Glass, like, you heard about it before you got there, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little bit here and there, but you kind of like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, people tried, yeah, people tried to go through it and not survive. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, more stories come from that.
Yeah.
So it becomes a legend. It becomes a, you know, a story. It becomes a, something you tell your kids about.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell you how the children were scared.
Yeah. And yeah, the Vault of Glass blog had like the teleportation stuff in there where you'd be like in Venus or you'd be in Mars now. And that's just kind of cool. Or orcs.
I mean, you get taken in Oryx.
Yeah, but that doesn't. You just turn, the same? You turn gray.
Your whole screen turns gray. You're yeah. in a different dimension.
But you're still there with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only difference is like now I can't shoot a gun or punch people. All I can do is run.
Now I can see where what all the taken are seeing.
Yeah, I guess.
They just see everything as gray. I don't know
how they can point out a guardian then. what I do like about the new Taken King DLC, that I'm recently discovering, I think a lot of people are recently discovering, if you do the daily quests, daily heroics, they tend to have secret missions built into them if you do it as a daily. The most famous one being the Black Spindle. The one for today, is Paradox. Apparently you can get, 3 to 4 new ghosts in there.
Really?
That's the only way to get them.
It's through the daily.
Through the daily, mission of Paradox. That's the only way to get these 3 or 4 ghosts.
Well, hopefully someone can find them and show me where they're at.
Unfortunately, you have to deal with the not dying. Otherwise, if you die, the ghosts disappear.
No way! Yeah.
Apparently.
Wait, if one person dies, then.
Yeah.
Because it spreads for everybody?
For dailies, yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
But apparently, like, by finding these ghosts and stuff like that, you'll get more of the story of the Paradox. Of Paradox. Not to spoil anything.
Man. I don't want to. Oh, I've been doing the late. I've been trying to do the dailies. But, the last one that I did, actually, I've only done like 2 dailies. 3 dailies? I haven't been on too much. Been doing a lot of work again. They said they're going to get me an assistant. It's time for a new segment. Old segment. Continuing segment of the show. A day in the life of Jeff.
Yay! It's going to be a bit of long with people. Bear with us.
So.
You'll enjoy it.
Last Thursday, I worked 16 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like more than 2 full shifts.
Every day I talk to you, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get home like at midnight. I'm like, you start at 8.
In the morning. 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I've been working, like, oh my god, a minimum of 10 hours every day. Minimum of 10 hours. Like I said, last Thursday I worked 16 and a half hours. That's over 2 shifts mm-hmm. of work, right? And then I still had to wake up at, come into work at, you know, before even 8 hours. Like, I think it's illegal. I think it's illegal to do that, but whatever. It's like double time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I basically made like a full day's, you know, amount of money in 4 hours. So
I think the only legal thing is they have to give you
8 hours at least, like between shifts.
I don't even think it has to be between shifts because you can do like an inventory and work the next day.
What do you mean inventory?
Like when I work Circuit City, the inventory is you stay there like super late to check the inventory of everything in the store. And then, like, but you could also work the next day. So you'd be there till, like, 2 in the morning, coming in at, like, 6. So that's not illegal.
Yeah, but I think the legal thing... I think they have to give you a certain...
they have to give you a break, like, after 72 hours of straight work, something like that. They have to give you, like, an AR break.
72 hours straight work. They can't do 72 hours straight work. What are you talking about?
No, they can't, but, I mean, something
that's definitely illegal.
Like, it's one break per a week.
They can't...
One day off every week.
There is a limit of how many hours they can work you in one day. Maybe more continuous hours. Maybe yeah. That's what it is. I don't know. But I think they have to give you at least an 8-hour block of so you can sleep between your shifts.
No.
I don't know. Either way, I'd have to look that up. But either way, so I've been working all this OT, and it's tiring. I get home, I don't want to play, and I don't play. Yeah, I haven't played. I haven't played, like,
it's been very depressing for Strom, because, I mean, you were like, you're the main person Strom plays with now, that Draco Wolfblade doesn't play anymore.
You hear that, Draco? Are you listening to this?
Strom misses you, and she's found all the ghosts. All of them.
Where are you, Draco? Come on, man. You said you would get it like two Thursdays ago. Come on.
Eat that chocolate bar.
I still got a character to build up, bro. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. But what was I talking about? Oh, my overtime. So the director of the company comes up to me and she's like, you remember when I was talking to you and your supervisor about how there's going to come a point where you're not going to be able to do the work by yourself? Because I'm the only one in my department. Yeah. I run myself.
Which, why? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm so good at it. So I'm basically inventory and traceability, right? I make sure everything goes out, all the paperwork goes out properly, that everything that goes into the mix of the food is in the mix of the food.
Okay.
I have to make sure, because in case, you know, in case of recalls and stuff like that, we have to be able to trace back 100% of the product. Like, you know, if the recalls trace back to the spinach, right? Okay, well, you know, we're checking the spinach. Okay, spinach has the E. coli, right?
Okay.
So we single that out. Now we single out the lot. We have to check. We have to check how much of that lot number is left in the warehouse.
I'm right? Sorry, so what you said out for a second there, you're like, we single that at.
We single that out. I don't know. Did I
it was like a really weird pronunciation just for that one word. And the next time you said it, it was perfectly normal.
I'm going to have to
listen
to that. What's the time on this?
We're like at 106 around there.
106. All right. That's in there. Bam. So, you know, I have to single that out. And then.
It's in your head now.
And then, you have to trace everything. You have to look at all the paperwork, make sure that, you know, look for this lot number of this spinach, like on all the paperwork.
Right.
And you have to find 100% of it. Right. There cannot be anything missing, because there's something missing.
Stuff like this.
Yeah, if there's anything missing, you are very, 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 very liable as a company for what happens to people. As much as the people who, you know, produce the spinach.
Yeah.
So, because FDA requires you to be, you know, to have everything there, dude, all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I digress. She comes up to me and she says, I think it's that time for you to have an assistant. So I'm going to get an assistant. Nice. So there's going to be two people in my department and I'm going to be the head guy of that department.
You feel very stoked about this.
Well, we're going to work two different shifts, so it doesn't really matter.
But you'll be able to play games again.
I'll be able to work in a normal 8-hour shift, yes.
And play video games.
And play video games, yeah.
Recording so much earlier.
Because I'll be able to get off at like, maybe 5 o'clock, maybe put in a half hour overtime. Just to
make
kinda,
sure your assistant is doing it.
Yeah, when he gets there, well, I mean, part of that is that, and then another part is, you know, just for communication purposes.
Right.
You know, I need to let this guy know, hey, okay, so this is what I have, this is what you need to do.
Are you going to have your shift meeting?
I don't do those. I only do those when the supervisor's not there. I take care of that. Yeah, there was one point where the warehouse supervisor and the production supervisor weren't there. I took the role of both those guys.
Nice.
I went up to that meeting, I was like, yeah, this is what we got. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Just like that, bro.
Shoe dropped.
Yeah, bro.
It's like when you cut your foot open.
Shoe. Oh my god. I still have a scar. I have a scar. It's discolored. It like it stayed purple.
Yeah.
I think it was because it got infected at one point.
Yeah, because you kept just walking around on it.
Well, it wanted me for a couple hours.
You came here.
Yeah. It was still bleeding.
The same day.
It was still bleeding.
I mean, thank you for committing yourself that much to the podcast.
Man, I could not walk. Right.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, I could walk, but it was hurting, man. It was hurting. And it was like, it got squishy at one point. All right.
Because
all the blood was all up in my sock.
Why don't we move on to the Twitter questions?
And that was Jeff's Corner.
Yeah, it was Jeff's Corner. Very informative.
I think I called it something different when I started this
one. A Day in the Life, I think it was.
Oh, A Day in the Life of Jeff. A Day in the Life of Jeff.
It's been a while. I just want to do some shout-outs to some peeps that have been following us on Twitter real quick.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Broman.
I was gonna say that for last. I was gonna do special shout.
Nah, special shout out Broman right now, first. That guy went in here blind, dude. He didn't know what was up with us.
Yeah,
he and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna be dedicated to you guys.
Listen to every podcast.
Yeah, man.
Start from the beginning.
Shout out to that guy, dude.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to wait till the end because I'm also going to plug his YouTube channel.
Well, we'll do that at the end.
Okay.
Give him another shout out. He deserves two shout outs.
We got Ryan Bradshaw. Thanks for favoriting our tweets. Ryan McGrath followed us. Thank you for that. Dexbot and Brandis followed one of our tweets. Yeah, so, you know, thanks for being involved, guys.
Seriously, man. Thank you, everybody, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Visago, Solo.
Because without you guys, there's no us.
Yeah, Riddle Master. Yeah. I mean, there probably would still be us. It just would be sadder.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it would be a lot sadder. But seriously, thank you guys very much. For listening, for supporting, for retweeting, for everything. Everything that you do.
I mean, feel free to just, like, send us some tweets, send us some questions.
Anything, man.
Yeah, you know, we really
anything
want...
Anything and everything.
We want to hear more from you guys. We want to have a section of the show where we're answering your questions or giving you our opinions on stuff you want us to talk about. We really want to make that happen. Especially now that the game news is starting to get a little slow. It'd be nice.
We're going to interview people.
Hopefully. all right. So, Twitter question of the week is, let me pull this up here, and this is going to be a big one. This is a real thinker. What is more important, story or gameplay?
Story or gameplay?
And we do have a response from Riddle Master. both are important. However, I would rather play a game with a good story and bad controls over bad story and good controls.
That our only response?
That's our only response.
Okay. Thank you, Riddle Master.
Thank you, Riddle Master.
For always being there.
For being a part of the show. For being the scumbag.
Oh, I forgot to wear my scumbag shirt.
It's alright, we're not twitching it.
I know, but I still wanted to
bring it. If you didn't catch our last podcast, somebody inadvertently called one of our fans like scumbags and it just kind of became
And you can catch it on twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
Yeah, you can catch the repeat.
I highlighted basically everything. So I think the highlights say forever.
Nice.
I think. I'm pretty sure they do.
Hopefully.
If not, I'll just export it to YouTube, but I'm going to have to do that through here because I don't have your YouTube.
Oh, okay. You want to put it on the Game Days YouTube?
I want to put it on the Game Days, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could probably do something like that.
So maybe we could do that.
Not tonight. It takes a while.
It doesn't take that long. Actually, yeah, because I got to export.
It's got to export and upload. And uploading on YouTube
is
slow.
It was a long video, too.
Yeah. It would take a very long time. But, so no offense to anybody listening. We don't have a name for the Encore Gamers, the listeners. If you want to come up with suggestions, go ahead. That's just...
Scumbags.
It's just a funny little thing. It's just like, are we calling our fans scumbags? Is that their name?
Thank you, Adam, too.
Yeah, that was all Adam 2. Speaking of which, Adam 2 might be on the show intermittently more often now. And his schedule's clearing up a little bit more than it was before.
It's sporadic, though.
It's sporadic, so I mean, but don't be surprised if you hear Adam 2 back on the show every once in a while. Hopefully that's something we can get to happen.
Maybe. I mean, it might happen more if once I get my assistant.
Yeah.
I'll probably happen more because we are restarting really late.
We are staying.
And he lives a good 40 minutes away. So, I mean, that's.
Dude, it'd be so nice to be
done
at 6.
That's what, an hour 20 minutes round trip for him?
And if we can start that early, you might be able even to get Adam 1 on the show every once in a while, too.
Does Adam 1 even want to be on the show?
I think so. I mean,
that guy makes it seem like he doesn't want to be here.
I mean, he started this whole thing.
He did, but then he just went away.
Yeah. And yeah, family.
Stupid Adam 1.
He's got young kids.
So do I.
You got high school
fairly,
kids.
Fairly, no. High school? You tripping, dude.
I don't know.
Middle school and grade school. Come on.
All right. Well, she's on her way to high school, right? Last year, middle school, something like that?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Anyway, so what do you think? Story or gameplay?
Oh my god.
I always bring out the good ones, don't I?
I have to agree with Riddle, because gameplay doesn't make a game. The story makes a game.
Really? What about Street Fighter? It really didn't have much of a story when it first came out.
It's not a story type of game.
What about Capcom? I mean, Mega Man, all those side platformers.
But those games aren't like...
Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, listen to you. Listen to you. Xevious, huh? Xevious? What's it called?
Yeah.
Where was the story in that one? There's no story.
Yeah.
Right? These games aren't meant for stories. But there's games that are meant for stories and gameplay.
Right.
There are games that are made with both things in mind.
I was giving you a hard time. I had things to throw at you for whatever you picked.
You're just a jerk.
I was going to throw Gone Home and Everybody Gone to the Rapture.
Gone Home was so cool.
Stanley Parable and Dear Esther, which really had...
No, not Gone Home. I'm thinking Dear Esther. Never mind.
Yeah. Gone Home was...
Dear Esther was really cool. It was the first...
Gone Home was really cool, too.
It was the first game of that type that I've ever played. And I was not dissatisfied.
Yeah, there's like no gameplay.
It was enjoyable. Yeah, there's absolutely no gameplay.
You just walk around, but like, it's just such a good, compelling story that they build.
You know what it was? It was the British voice actor. It's always those British voice actors, man. They just get to you, dude. It's like, oh my god, this guy's British, too. This story is awesome. So, I mean, obviously we're talking about games that emphasize both story and gameplay.
Right.
Because otherwise this question is null and void.
Right.
So, if a game does not have a good story, you know, and it's meant to have a story, like, I would not enjoy it as much as a game that had a good story.
Yeah,
and no gameplay. I think I confused it.
If a game did not have a good story,
it was meant anyway. What I'm trying to say is gameplay is not so important as the storyline is.
Right. Yeah, I think I would have to agree. Especially games that focus on both, or trying to focus on both, stuff like that. I think I'm beating the drum here, but I mean, really, if you guys haven't had a chance to play this, definitely pull out your PS3s or your computers and just
stop beating the drum.
360s, and just go out, get yourself oh my god, Spec Ops: The Line.
Alright, here you go again.
Yeah, Spec Ops: The Line.
Beating that drum.
It is, the gameplay is subpar. I mean, it's a basic shooter, nothing revolutionary, nothing super exciting about it. But,
jump and shoot, man.
But the story is so good that I don't care that the gameplay is just, blah, whatever. Right? It's like, I don't care, you know. I just want to know what happens next. How this rabbit hole goes down.
Because of a decision you made, man. I hurt people.
This just makes it so interesting,
though. I hurt people because of my decisions.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know I was making.
I mean, yeah. That's what makes the game so good.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
It makes you, literally, you become the character. You are the character making these choices.
In real time.
Yeah, no, like, little menus pop up telling you which one do you want to pick. No, you just do it.
I gotta talk to Sony about them not allowing me to play that game anymore.
Did you just play it on my account?
It won't let my... I guess. No. It wouldn't matter. If your account's on my PlayStation, I should still be able to play it.
I guess there's some...
But I have that. It's like, it's mine. I paid the subscription to PS Plus.
It was in your library.
So I don't understand.
Have you tried downloading it from your library? Have you found it in your library? Which I know.
I mean, it's already downloaded. What do you mean?
Well, just like delete it and download it from your library.
Oh god, dude.
Because this happened to me once where it wouldn't let me play a game. And I deleted it and re-downloaded it from my library. And then I could play it again.
It's not going to delete my save file, is it?
Load it to the cloud.
But it won't let me do it. It won't let me get into the game anymore.
No, but your saves should be on your system's memory.
Oh, just switch that actual save file. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, take the save file and put that into the cloud, just to make sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, don't go through the store. Go through your library, like your download list, which will take forever.
But God, especially because I've downloaded so many demos, dude.
I know.
So many demos.
I've had to do this before. But, because I remember, I think when I had that problem, I'd go to the store and be like, oh, you have to pay for it or whatever. And then I was like, no, I already downloaded it. And I went to my download list and I just downloaded it from there. And it worked after that.
That's so weird. I would ask you to pay.
Yeah. I don't know. Just do that. Try that out. Hopefully that works out for you. Because that game is so good. Stream it. It's just that good. Whenever you get your assistant, you can actually stream again.
Yeah, dude, things are going to change so much. I'm not going to have enough money for everything, though.
No, you're not. Good thing you paid off that one thing, though.
Yeah, next year I'm paying off another thing.
There you go. You won't need all that money.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks for listening, guys. Again, follow us on Twitter, at Uncorked Gamers. Send us your questions, things you want us to talk about. You can also send that to us at uncorkedgamers@gmail.com. If you don't want to get on the Twitter bandwagon, that's perfectly fine. We accept you anywhere. Give us those likes, those comments on iTunes and Stitcher and Player FM. I'm not sure how they do it. But do it, you know, so people can see us and hear about us. And then, you know, just bigger community, more fun. If you want to make a PlayStation community for Uncore Gamers, go ahead. It'll be you and 500 people, but I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that, Black?
I'm okay with that. Everything Black Hole Flare. Everything Black Hole Flare.
Yeah, if you want to find Jeff anywhere, just look for Black Hole Flare.
That's it. That's all I have.
Again, if you want to hit me up on PlayStation, Vegan Dan, but please tell me you're hitting me up because you heard me on the podcast. Because I get friend requests from random people. I don't even know where I even ran across them from. And so it's just kind of, it's a little sketch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? It's a little sketch. So just send me a message. Send that friend request, put a message in there, or send a message right afterwards, like, hey, I heard you on the podcast.
I know you from that radio show.
From that radio shows, yeah. And I'd like to be your friend. That's all it is. That's all I need.
And I'll be your friend.
Yeah, I'll be your friend.
Until you cross me.
Yeah. I might not stay your friend, depending on the type of stuff you like to do while playing online. But I'll give you, it'll get your foot in the door. I'll give you that chance.
Oh my God, that's something I want to talk about next podcast.
Alright. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. And we'll have Paris Games Week news to talk about, yeah. And Star Wars Battlefront to talk about. Oh, by the way, real quick.
It just keeps going. Because it's a podcast ends.
Not sure if I actually got to talk about this on a podcast. And I didn't shout out Broman like I wanted to. So
what is wrong with you, man?
So Broman has a YouTube channel. I don't have the link, but if you look up The Broman with a space, so T-H-E space Broman with two N's, B-R-O-M-A-N-N, you'll be able to get to his YouTube channel. Check it out. Put some likes, send some subscribes that way, his way. And, you know, he's actually doing all this editing. He doesn't have a computer right now, so he's doing all off of the PS4.
What do you mean? Like, he's just uploading straight from the PS4?
He's using the Share Factory on the PS4 to edit his videos.
People do that?
Put it up there. Well, he is, yeah.
Alright.
I mean, I think he's working on getting himself a computer so he can have a better setup and stuff like that, but, I mean, props to the guy. I mean, I'm sure that's not easy.
No, and he's doing it, man. He's going.
He's doing it, yeah. He'll have some videos up eventually, that feature me in there, where we play some Rainbow Six beta, gameplay. And, I'll tell you right now.
Nice.
We were on there for like 2 hours. We had to play like 40 minutes. It was so buggy. It was so hard to get a match. We kept getting kicked out of the Uplay servers of the game, so the game would freeze.
I just subscribed.
Nice. There you go. The games would freeze and stuff like that. There was like so many weird like things happening. And the thing is, when you're playing the game's fine. The game's fun. I was having fun playing Rainbow Six. I'm not even like a big like competitive shooter kind of guy, but it was fun. I was having fun. I was getting kills. I was doing all right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to sit there for 2 hours and get like 40 minutes of gameplay in. So I mean, I know it's a beta and they have time to fix this. But, I mean, like, when Bro was telling me about Call of Duty, how they had their betas, and they would patch their betas. So if there was a problem with the beta, they would fix it and put a patch out for the beta. What are you doing, Ubisoft? Like, why aren't you giving me patches so I can actually play your game on the beta and give it a more favorable response? Now I don't know if I would have picked up that game, because I'm like, it was super buggy when I was trying to play it in beta.
It's kind of like, you know, the way Street Fighter did it, they just suspended the whole thing. They suspended the whole beta, saying, you know what, we need to fix this issue before you guys actually get a chance to play this game properly. And they suspended it and fixed everything, and then they restarted the beta again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they gave you, they said, like, you have three betas, well, you know, that one doesn't count.
Yeah, that was just, you know, mulligans, they called mulligans.
Yeah, they gave you guys a mulligan. Ubisoft, like, they extended it, like, hey, here's four beta codes, give it to your friends, we're going to extend it to, like, the end of the weekend.
Okay, but like cool. Mighty No. 9, you know, they couldn't get it out when they said they were going to get it out. And they decided, you know what, here, just play the beta. You can play it forever. Like, instead of having it for, you know, for a limited time.
Yeah.
You know, they want people to play the beta, man.
Yeah, you're giving the positive response. Like, I don't know if maybe I was the only one having this problem. I feel like Broman was having this problem. So I don't feel like it was my interconnection. I know he has a better one than I do and stuff like that. I know, actually, Adam 1 has it on Xbox. He was having problems, the same problems, just having...
Really?
Well, he wasn't having bugs, but he was having, like, to wait, like, days
forever on... Forever,
to get a match. And, like, you'll have a full team. You'll have your five players, and you're just waiting for your opponent, and you're just like, why?
Because they're having the same issues about them waiting for their team?
Maybe. So, like, hopefully they put out a second beta. It's like, hey, look, we fixed the whole connection issues. Like, see, like, this game runs good now, and it's fun. Because, I mean, the game, when you're actually in the game, it's fun. It's well put together.
It looks fun. I didn't get to play it. I wasn't invited.
I gave you a beta code. I sent it to you in the text message.
What?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
When?
As soon as I got them. So, like, Monday or something like that?
Oh, like yesterday?
No, like, of last week, because it ended this weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am 100% serious.
I don't remember seeing that.
It didn't matter, you weren't on your PlayStation at all anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Anyway, thanks for playing that game with me, Broman. Anyway, yeah, send us questions, emails, UncorkGamers, Gmail, and Twitter. Peace.
Right.